Good morning, everybody. So nice to see all of your lovely faces. Praise night, right? Praise night's coming up, and normally what we would do after the couples conference is have an opportunity to kind of share with the body, but at praise night we'll have an opportunity where we get to share over some of the themes and the things, and how the Lord began to encourage us and train us and get us on the right path or build us further on the right path. And so we'll share at praise night some of the things that we went over at the couples conference. With that being said, for those who might be new today, my name is Joshua Lindsay, and I'm the pastor of evangelism at this church. In order to kind of share with you what that means, I probably have to kind of go back to, say, the beginning. And so the beginning of some of that is, let's see here, I grew up and I did not go to church. We didn't go to church. I think my grandma tried to take me a few times, and that was about it. And she bought me a little baby blue suit. I got a picture of it. I don't plan on showing any of you. But we never went, and, you know, my mom did the best she could. My dad was gone. She worked a lot trying to take care of us children. And as time went on, as I became older and I began to make my own choices, I began to choose not a good path. I began to go down the wrong path, and alcohol, drugs, running the street, you go the whole nine yards. That's what I did headlong into that kind of lifestyle. Michelle and I were together. We went to school together, and we had come back together, and we had Donald. And Michelle had received Christ. We were split up at the time, and she began witnessing to me about the Lord. And I remember saying, God doesn't pay my bills. And it was probably about a month later I was on my knees asking to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I had made a mess of my life, and I remember receiving Jesus Christ, and I remember shortly after receiving Christ, there was just I guess the best way to put it, an unction would be a word that Pastor Gary has introduced to us. Some of these words, I didn't grow up in church, I never knew. We would probably say burden, but an unction, a compelling. And after I received Christ, I would say shortly after that, it was probably a week or two, maybe three. Ultimately, I think for those first few weeks, God was just cleaning my heart out of all the garbage that I had put in there. I think I cried for the first 2 weeks. I tried to talk to anybody, I'd just start sobbing. And I said, it was just the Lord cleaning my heart out. But sometime after that, there was just a point in time in my life that I knew the life that I had lived. And I knew how important Jesus was to me and the change he made in my life, that I knew that every single person on the planet Earth needed to know Jesus. And from that point is the best way I can explain it to you. And I remember coming into church one day and Pastor Gary going, you got the spiritual gift of evangelism. And I go, what's that? I don't know these words. I didn't know them at the time. And even now, I think I'm still getting a better handle on them. And he says, it means you share the gospel. I said, well, aren't all Christians supposed to do that? And he says, yeah, but you do it the way you do it. You can't even help it. It's the Lord compelling you. And I said, okay. So I think a big part of it was that I knew what it was like to not know Christ, to not have salvation. Because of that, the compelling in my heart from the Lord was that anybody that came into my path at any given time, they needed to know the love of Jesus Christ. They needed to know what salvation was. They needed to know the love of God. And according to Ephesians 4, he's given some as evangelists for the equipping of the body, and I would probably say for the encouragement of the body. And so, with that being said, I think there just came a point where I realized if I as I begin to walk and bump into different people, as God so brought me into different people's lives, they needed to know about Jesus. And that's the simplest way I could share it with you. If you turn me to Mark 16, it's kind of similar to Matthew, but in this one he'll actually use the word and go preach the gospel. Different ones have been coming to the disciples. They were telling them, Jesus is risen, but they didn't believe him. So Christ shows up in verse 14, and he says, afterward he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at the table, and he reproached them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. And he's getting after them at this point. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. So that would be a commandment. That would be a directive. And he's telling them, if you think about it, the disciples spent the 3 years with him. He's been investing in them. He says, okay, that was for not no reason, gentlemen. You need to go share this. That's why I've invested in you. That's why I've called you. That's why I've established you. You men need to be out there sharing this gospel. And if I could put it to you in a simple sense, this is really where I felt like the Lord began to burden my heart. And we know according to Ephesians 4, and as time goes on, we're going to talk some more about evangelism and the direction and how Scripture would define it, but also how Scripture would inspire us to think this way. So I've got a whole lot of stories to share, and I got a whole lot of testimonies, but just to kind of give you the most recent. So we were in Home Depot Friday. James and I are out here working on the church. Usually every Friday morning we try to take that time, the first part of the day, and we try to focus on the church grounds or things that need to be cared for at the church. And so we're at Home Depot, and I'm standing there at the return line, James and I, and I'm looking. And this morning, an old friend of mine that I was in plumbing with came to church. I'm sitting there, and I'm looking, and right in front of me, I go, is that Richard? And I said, is your name Richard? And he turns, and he looks at me. I go, Josh Lindsay. And he goes, Josh. This guy grabs me. He starts shaking me up and down in the middle of the Home Depot. And you could tell he was overwhelmed. You could tell there was things in his life that had taken a toll, just like me. And at that point, I realized, I already know. You know, I know why I ran into him. Pastor Gary taught us years ago, there's no such things as accidents, brothers and sisters. Amen. There's only appointments. And at that moment, I knew this man needed to hear the love of God. I know he needed to be invited to church. He needed to come to church and allow the love of God through his people to bathe over him, to touch his heart, to care for him, to soften that old hard soil that we can all become, and for God to begin to draw that man to himself and ultimately bring salvation and healing and mending into his life, whether the choices that we've made or things that have been done to us that we had no control over. God can heal it all. And so that was Friday. Saturday, we're going to the couples conference, and the ladies are working behind the scenes and preparing the food. And at that moment, God just drew my eyes to them, because I was in the plumbing trade. So I knew what it was like to serve, and I knew what it was like to serve people, and I knew what it was like to almost be invisible. And so at that moment, God began to just stir my heart. You need to invite these women to the church. And so at that point, we began to give them bulletins, and we began to invite them. It was three of them. And we invited them to church. Saturday afternoon, I'm getting home, and I've got to run up to Harbor Freight. And so I'm running up to Harbor Freight, and lo and behold, my old friend Mo from Inglewood High School comes walking by. I said, Mo. He said, Josh. So we're right there in the middle of Harbor Freight, and I knew right then and there, I said, it's no accident. This is an appointment from God that we've run into this man that I was just thinking. It was his family that owned the Holla Cafe that was on University Boulevard, if any of you may know. His family owned it for years until his father passed some years ago. I grew up with Mo. So at that point, I just began to share with Mo, invite him to church, begin to ask him about if he has a relationship with God, begin to share with him my testimony of how I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And all of these are opportunities that God gives. And all of these are opportunities for us to throw out our line. He says, I'm going to make you fishers of men. He makes you fishers of men. And so we've had a bunch of opportunities here lately, whether it was the men working on the church. We're going to I'll share that probably next time and different things. But if I could have you turn to Colossians chapter 4. And it was really neat because just within the past few days, we literally had three opportunities. I mean, just it's been nonstop. And I so thank the Lord. Because you realize, like I share with you guys, I realize what it was like not having Jesus in my life. So whether it's whether it was me on the lowest part of society, whether it was the drugs and the alcohol or the street thug, or whether it was the vice president CEO in a company in Wall Street, whether it was a morally upright man that lived in a nice community but didn't know Jesus. It didn't matter who it was, didn't matter where they were, but they needed to know Christ because they needed to be reconciled to God, because I care if they go to heaven or hell. I care. And the reason why I think I care is because I was down so far in that hole when Jesus Christ brought me out that I knew that every single human being on earth needed to know Jesus. I knew that. They needed to know. And so now what we have to begin to ask ourselves is, okay, so how do we go about doing it? What do we do? How do we do it? Those are things we're going to be talking about. But one of the first things I wanted to leave you with today as we're talking about sharing the gospel would be Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. This is important. Verse 5, conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. So just like when I saw Richard in Home Depot, when I saw Mo in Harbor Freight, when we saw those ladies serving behind the scene, it would be very easy to just to be invisible. But they're not invisible to God. And so they shouldn't be invisible to us as Christians. And so we're going to make the most of that opportunity and look for an opportunity to share the gospel and invite them to church, a place where they can come and hear that good news and let the Word of God and the Spirit of God touch that heart and change that heart. And draw them to him. Verse 6, let your speech always be with grace. Okay, it can't be a 2x4. I've been down that road, and let me tell you, the 2x4 don't work. I've had many doctrinal, biblical showdowns. Never ended well. Never ended well. You can't forget grace. This is something I had to learn the hard way. Paul did too, so I'm in the same boat with Paul. Jerusalem was in peace when Josh left. And that's very true. But as you step back, maybe you don't got to do it the way that I did it, and I had to learn the hard way. You can learn the right way, and the way is grace. I was once there. I was once on the other side of that fence of salvation, and God and his love drew me to him, his grace. So verse 6, let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person. So if I could leave you with something today, you just don't know who you're going to run into and when you're going to run into them. You don't know where you're going to be when the Lord begins to stir your heart and open up your eyes to different individuals. But just remember, and it may be family members, you don't know. But just remember grace, the love of God. It's the kindness of God that brings men to repentance. It's not going to be a doctrinal argument. But you just think in your mind. So a lot of times as I'm sitting there and I saw Buns, I would go, okay, God, how do you want me to bring this about? And sometimes you just got to jump in there. You just got to jump in the pool, and you just got to start swimming. And you just got to let God lead you through it. But you just remember, okay, Lord, make sure that this tongue's got grace on it. And make sure my desire is to remember where they were. And make sure my desire is I'm introducing a God of love to this person that wants to save them. So may we be encouraged this week as God brings different ones into our path to keep sharing that gospel and to use us in this way. So shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, we want to thank you that you're a God of love. And we can see in Scripture that you tell us to go and preach the gospel, to share the good news of your love and the gift of salvation of your Son. We see that. We also see in Scripture, Lord, that one of the first steps that we need to realize is our character is a part of what opens the door to salvation. So, Lord, as these days go ahead with us, may we be faithful and diligent ourselves to be transformed into your image. So may all the directives of Scripture that say, hey, you don't want this to be a part of your life, you don't want that to be a part of your life, are you speaking the right way? Are you acting the right way? Are you honoring your parents? Are you loving your wife? Are you honoring your husband? Am I being a hard worker? So, Lord, may you help us in these things. Because, Father, we realize that we are but dust. We are frail. We're prone to wonder. We're prone to doubt. We're prone to have fear. So, Lord, may you help lead us to that place where we just say, God, I trust you. And that you so strengthen us and open the eyes of our heart that we would have a love and a care for every individual that you bring into our life with a desire to introduce them and lead them to you. And how great would that be and how exciting that is, even thinking about it, to be used by you, to see someone saved. Thank you, Lord, and please use us in this way, and please continue to transform us in the image of your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.